We're going into extra time then here on the home of proper music, proper sport and proper radio. Final scores then this afternoon in our Coventry game. Dramatic finish. Salford Red Devils 13, Castleford 12. First defeat of the season for the Castleford Tigers. Wigan 16, Huddersfield 16. Who'd have predicted that? Elsewhere in the Challenge Cup, Bradford Bulls 13, Featherstone Rovers 21, Gloucestershire All Girls 22, Doncaster 48, Halifax 20, Hunslet 6, Hull Kingston Rovers 48, Sheffield 10. And what a result for York City Knights. They beat Rochdale Hornets by 26 points to 20. Great result for them. Congratulations to all at York. Of course, we'll bring you news of that draw on Tuesday morning here on Radio Yorkshire. Right, let's head back to the AJ Bell Stadium. Matt Horton's gone to listen to what both coaches made of that one. We can hear what Gary Schofield made of that one. And it sounded like a very, very entertaining game of rugby league, Gary.
Yeah, it was indeed, mate. Yeah, and I say fully deserved Salford. And one thing for sure here, when we talk about today's game and when you look at video analysis and certainly the way that Salford, they just did not let Casford play. We know what Casford have done all season this year. They've absolutely ripped teams apart with the attractive, with the ball handling skills, with the direct of running of the players at Salford. They have done their homework, and for the full 80 minutes, you know, not just defensively, and when they've took the chances, what's come along, and the big man himself, he murdered Marcelo. Well, I'll tell you what, he wishes he may have passed that ball now, because Salford, they would have been, what, literally, you would say, maybe in the top four. But over the full 80 minutes here, they have outplayed Castleford. And, you know, the question, what everybody was saying to Cass, can they maintain this? Darrell Powell last year, as we've all said, the consistency in their play, where last year, where they lost three games, one of them was against Salford, the other was, I think, had a witness. So yeah, maybe a bit of a head scratch here for Darrell Powell, but one thing for sure here, it can't take nothing away from Salford. For the full 80 minutes, they deserve these 2 points.
Well, we said pre-match, I asked the question, didn't I, are they better than their league position and their record this season so far shows? And they've lost those two close games, as you mentioned, at Leeds and Wakefield, and this week they got over the line. I'm sure there's a lot of relief as well as the pleasure of getting that result out of the way.
Oh yeah, without a doubt, because as I say, not just the coach, but I think the players, but also the fans here have been here today. They realise that they've got a good team here, you know, and I say, and everybody wants to play for the coach. Watson's got the right type of players here with the right type of character and spirit. And the thing about it as well, the big sign is what they've made. Todd Carney couldn't even get onto the pitch today. How often do you see that, where a quality player can't get onto the field? But the way that Michael Dobson and Louis, and certainly Gareth O'Brien at fullback, you couldn't find a position for him to come onto the field, because everybody was playing so well. And yes, Salford, you know, that forward pass against Leeds last week with a big man not passing the ball. Yeah, they may have a bit of a head scratch coming into the season if they maybe just miss out on the top four, because there's a way that the Super League's going so far this year, it's pretty hard to predict. But one thing, what they've got here now at this club, Mr. Kukas is taking a backward step. He's not making all the silly predictions and he's not making all the silly signings. He's leaving it to people who know what it's all about and what the rugby league's all about. Ian Blaze is the chief exec, Ian Watson is the coach, getting the right people doing the right jobs, and the players have responded to that, and so are the fans. We had a great number of fans here, not just from Castleford. I think over 2,000 have turned up here this afternoon, but great numbers here from Salford, and they're seeing a proper game of rugby league, Rich.
Many clubs would have thrown Todd Carney in as soon as he was fit, but I guess it's credit to Ian Watson that he's got the confidence, A, in his players, and B, in his selection, that he can leave a player of that quality out of the side and put the faith in the players who've performed so well this season.
Without a doubt, and I think what Ian Watson has already said to Todd Carney is quite simple here. You know, you've got to come here with the right attitude. The spirit in the dressing room is good, so you've got to make sure that you can fit in. And then secondly, you know, when you do get an opportunity, you've got to perform. But the way the Salford players are performing, he's not going to get a start just yet. So he'll be itching to get out there. But as Ian Watson has said, if you're playing well, you keep your position. And that's exactly what they're doing here, these Salford players.
On to the Tigers. Is it a major concern, today's result? Obviously, they've only lasted out by a point. There's no point jumping to massive conclusions, as some will after this. That the bubble has now burst, Gary. Of course. You know what people are like.
Yeah, I know exactly what they're like from there. But no, listen, take nothing away from Salford from there. We haven't seen the fluency of the cast, but you've got to give all credit to Salford defence and what they have studied all this week. But no, I don't think there'll be any panic from a point of view. The way Castleford have filmed it hasn't been the performance what the coach wanted, and a huge mistake from Greg Eden. You know, Greg Eden, there's always a big mistake from there. We Greg Eden, we've seen that in him, whichever club what he's been from there, and it's cost Castleford maybe the game, but won't be for sure here. Take nothing away from Salford the way, realistically, they have kept Castleford very, very quiet, because we've known what they've done all season. We know how well they've been played, been put under pressure, and at times they couldn't handle that pressure.
People saying perhaps, you know, bring back Raggy Chase straight away. It sounds like it wasn't, you know, a problem of the half-backs, let's say, but, you know, the fact they had two injuries that they had to reshuffle just about everyone on the field.
Yeah, that's a big problem again, though, when you have it, when you got all the, you know, the big forwards on the bench, and that you get two backs who, you know, get taken off there. So it's a massive reshuffle, and it does make a big difference. But, hey, listen, that's a problem for the coach. He decides to select four forwards on the bench there, and that's what he's got to live with. But, listen, let's take nothing away from Salford. They've been outstanding for the 80 minutes, and they fully deserved it. Even if Castleford had maybe have kept them players in the right positions, they may have they may have got the victory. But no, Salford fully deserve this, and I tell you what, they have got a proper rugby team here this season.
Obviously you haven't seen the game at Wigan, but I'll tell you a man who has. Let's go to the DW Stadium and say good afternoon to Mark Wilson.
Hi boys, how are we doing?
Very well, Mark, are you?
Yeah, not too bad. I'm struggling to comprehend how the Huddersfield Giants haven't won here this afternoon. This is definitely a point drop for them. They've dominated this game. Wigan lost Sean O'Loughlin early on, and I cannot believe how they have not beaten the champions here this afternoon.
Well, I'll tell you what here, mate. Salford, literally, they have dominated Cass, and I say the defence, Castleford, as we've seen all year, Mark, have literally ripped teams apart with the silky ball handling skills and the creativity. But Salford, they have ripped in. They're not just ripped in for the first 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 minutes. They've done it for the full 80, and they have fully deserved the 2 points here this afternoon.
Yeah, they have indeed. What about here then? The Huddersfield Giants never behind in the game. They took the lead on 3 minutes. Lee Gaskill, after Jermaine McGilvray intercepted 10 off his own line. He went 89 yards, got dragged down right on the line. Gaskill was in at dummy half, dived over to score. Danny Brough added the extras to make it 6-0. And then probably a turning point in the game. Brough, 20 metres out, a penalty right in front of the post, hit the post. Then he conceded a penalty. Wigan went down the other end. Morgan Escarray scored, levelled it up at 6 points apiece. Youngster Darnell McIntosh at fullback today for the Giants. Outstanding this afternoon. He got the Giants' second try to put them 12-6 up inside the opening quarter. Tom Davis, the Wigan, another Wigan debutant winger, dived in to score. That got them back to 12 points to 10 behind. Brough slotted a penalty goal, and at half-time, the Giants led 14-10. They were pegged back at 14-0 when Gelling scored into the second half, but Brough then slotted a penalty on 56 to nudge them in front, and the Giants had chance after chance to put more points on the board, but they failed to do it. Cruz Lehman was sin-binned on 66 after the Giants were put on a team warning. He went for a high shot, and then with 7 minutes left, Morgan Escarray kicked the penalty to level it at 16 points apiece. Sam Powell missed with a drop goal from 30 yards out, and then on the last set, Escarray, well, with 2 minutes left, Escarray dropped the ball on his own 20. They had a full set to set up for a drop goal, Huddersfield, but they took the wrong option time after time. And when the ball eventually found Brough on the last tackle, the Wigan players were all over him. His kick went underneath the crossbar and not over it. I think Sean Wayne, despite a scratchy performance, they lost Sean O'Loughlin and Jack Wells in the opening 10 minutes. They basically played with 15 here this afternoon, and they've still kept that unbeaten run going. For Rick Stone, we're going to hear from him live on Radio Yorkshire very, very shortly indeed. We'll hear from him. I think you'll be disappointed at the point drop, but delighted with the spirit that his side shown. And the big thing for me this afternoon, Scoey, he played Gaskill at halfback with Danny Brough, and Gaskill, I thought, was outstanding, absolutely outstanding for the Huddersfield Giants, and maybe Ryan Brearley's time out of the team might continue.
Interesting one, yeah, but I'll tell you what here, we just mentioned it here, we were talking about the halfbacks, man, the quality players here, what Salford have got. Todd Carney couldn't even get on the field for the full 80 minutes because the way that O'Brien played at fullback and certainly the halfbacks in Louis and Dobson. I tell you what, it says we're bringing the best out of Robert Louis being at number six, and Carney on the bench just looking maybe to take that jersey away from him, and they have been absolutely outstanding this afternoon. But I tell you what, mate, as well, the big man himself, Murdoch Masella, I tell you what, he just wishes now that he would have passed that ball to the guy outside him last week at Wakefield. But one thing for sure, he has been absolutely absolutely outstanding here this afternoon, barnstorming. And one thing for sure here with the same as Minikin, if you don't tackle around the legs, it doesn't matter how big you are, then you're going to score tries. But boy, oh boy, Big Murder Masala, 25 out, he just said, see you later, boys. I'm going under the black dot, and he's won the game here for Salford this afternoon.
Interesting stuff. Sorry, Richard.
Okay.
Interesting that both the 100% records have gone this afternoon.
Who would have thought that, eh? Who would have thought that? Hey, and Mark as well. And I've had a bit of a silly situation here because Gemma Carter, Gary Carter's the lovely wife, she's a big, massive Salford fan. And she goes for Salford week in and week out. And I say, hey, listen, not a chance. Casford all the way, cast by 16. She said, right, OK, then, Scoey, if Salford win, you're doing the naked run in my back garden. Boy, oh, boy. I mean, an absolute nightmare, Mark Wilson.
Haven't the Carters suffered enough?
Well, yeah, I think they have, really. I think that's a very fair point.
And you know what? They live near Oldham as well, so she's going to have to wait well about July, August time. It's as simple as that, isn't it?
There's just been an order for about 312-foot fences to be built around Gary Carter's house. So I understand. So it's going to be interesting there, Scully.
Me and my big gob, Mr. Wilson. Hey,
well,
and my big gob.
You know, that's why we love you, Scully. And, you know, you've just opened it up once too often, haven't you?
Yeah, well, that's the way we roll, son. That's the way we roll. But I tell you what as well, mate, here, I'm sure you know, with the sounds of it, you've seen a fantastic game of rugby league there at the DW. But one thing for sure here, this has been a proper game of rugby league. Over 2,000 Casford fans, great following from Salford. I tell you what, I love rugby league on Sunday afternoons at 3 o'clock, don't you?
Yeah, there were a fair few from the Giants made the trip over here as well today. And they'll be delighted they did do as well. Lambs to the slaughter, weren't they? According to everyone, all the bookmakers had them down. Wigan lost Liam Farrell, actually, just before kick-off. He was, I believe, going to play a late withdrawal. And you just feel that they've been a bit disjointed. I don't think Huddersfield will ever have a better chance to beat the Warriors today. But I guess the main thing as they go back down the 62 is that they didn't get beat. So at least a point to bring home back to West Yorkshire.
While we're waiting for Rick Stone, I just want to say, well done York City Knights. What a great result for them in the Challenge Cup. 26 points to 20 win over Rochdale Hornets. And we know how well Rochdale have been doing this season in the Championship.
Absolutely. Well, a great win. I say, me and Mark, we saw Rochdale a couple of weeks ago at Feverson, and they were outstanding. But, hey, listen, this is what the Challenge Cup's all about, isn't it? If you don't turn up, and as we keep saying, even in Super League now, we mentioned it in the Championship and even in that First Division, if you don't bring your A game, you don't play for 18 minutes, you're going to get turned over. So well done to York this afternoon.
Yeah, well done indeed. I'm just seeing the results. I see Featherstone have won at Bradford as well. So Bradford out of the Cup, 21-13. Big win that for John Sharps, Featherstone.
Yeah, especially with four Super League clubs coming in the next round. Could be a nice affair down at the Big Fellas Stadium. They'd love to get Leeds back down there, wouldn't they? It'd be a nice big crowd, bump up the coffers.
Well, I'll tell you what would be interesting. I don't know what Scully thinks, but maybe if Widnes, you know, there'll be a few teams eyeing up Widnes, I think, as a potential shock. And what about, you know, I know Warrington not coming in yet, but they'll want to start winning pretty shortly as well, won't they?
Well, I tell you what, after this weekend's fixtures and you look at the results, I tell you what, when you look at the fixtures for next week, Mark and Rich, I tell you what, there's some beauties, isn't there, you know, because some of the sides you were expected to win and some of the sides that you're expected to lose, boy, oh, boy, and how big does that make it next week? You know, we look at the Wakefield, the way how pathetic they was against Leeds on Friday night, how soft they was. They go up again the Rampant Lee, and then also as well, Warrington v St. Helens, great win for St. Helens, delighted there for Kieran and Cunningham to get the 2 points there, and Warrington, they're desperate. And hey, boy, oh boy, the black and whites, they go to the DW. So I'll tell you what some fixes we've got next week coming up.
By the way, Huddersfield have just released a statement, which I shall read for you now.
Go on then.
This has just been posted on their Twitter. Huddersfield Giants Managing Director Richard Fewlis made the following statement following speculation surrounding Danny Brough. Quote, I have seen the press article that has caused such understandable concern with our support base. It is without any substance. However, given the damaging nature of the article, we have no choice but to pass the matter on to our lawyers. End quote. The club will make no further comment. I haven't seen this story, so I'm
well,
the
story. The story was that Danny Brough was leaving the Huddersfield Giants and today was going to be his last game. Now, he's not played today like a guy who was chucking the towel in tomorrow. I'll give you that. He's given it absolutely everything today. I think short of hitting the post with that penalty in front of the sticks, I'm not sure what more he could have done to help the Giants win the game. So speculation, it was a rumour that I was told about when I arrived at the ground, and you know, surely if he's leaving, he wouldn't have played today anyway. And I think now Richard Thewlis has come out and said that, then we've got to assume there's nothing in it, and the Huddersfield Giants will go on. But I think today, by hook or by crook, he's found his half-back partnership. Gaskell, a real threat on the right-hand side. Brough on the left-hand side. They look a threat to me moving forward, and if it can keep the forwards fit, because what I will say about the Giants when I've seen them is they've got good go forward in that forward pack. You know, young Tyler Dickinson came in today and had a good spell as well. So they're all right, the Giants. You know, even at Lee last week when they got nilled, the forwards did their job. It was the backs that didn't. Today, you probably argue the backs with a little bit more composure could probably have nicked another try that might well have won it. But I think Gaskell and Brough, I think Ryan Breary will be the worried man at the Huddersfield Giants at the moment.
I was just going to say that to you as well then, Mark. You know, if because Gaskell, we know that he's a quality number six when he's on his game. So, Briley, what do you reckon the future is there at the Giants then? Or has he got a future?
Look, there are a couple of rumours saying that he, you know, Toronto might be interested in him, but...
Well, Paul Rowley, he thinks the world of him, Paul Rowley. I think he treats him as though he's his son, to be honest with
wouldn't
you.
That,
so,
wouldn't that be a complete waste for him, though, in League One?
Well, yeah.
Well, they're not going to be in League One forever, Rich, are they? I think it's fair to say that, you know, but, well, we shall see. I mean, look, these are all rumours and speculation, and, you know, the fact that he wasn't in the side today, you know, he might well play against Leeds next weekend, but at the moment, not in the side. He was here today. He was looking, you know, he's looking down, and he was out with a player, so he didn't look anything too much wrong with him, but... In fact, as I'm looking, he's just warming down with the other squad players at the minute. So,
well, that game on Friday now has a whole different complexion. Obviously, with Leeds having won a couple of games now, and Huddersfield with that performance today. Before today, you'd have thought, well, that'd be a comfortable win for Leeds, perhaps. But now, all bets are off.
Well, I was just going to say that as well, Richard, when I'm going through the fixes. And, Huddersfield v Leeds, it just puts a new dimension on it, doesn't it? You know, the confidence, what they've got from going to the DW, because, you know, nobody would have said that Huddersfield would have got anything from there today the way that we're going to be performing. So, yeah, that's another cracker there. It's the John Smiths on Friday night.
Not interesting.
We all want uncertainty of outcome, and certainly in the first 5-6 weeks of Super League, we've got it.
Yeah, well, that's what we want. You look at the results today, like Scoy said, you know, you'd have got long odds on Wigan and Cass not winning today, but that's what's happened and that's what we want. And, you know, some people find something to moan about in everything, but, you know, what a weekend of rugby league we've had. I think the only thing I'm going to be whinging about tomorrow night, and I'm sure Scoy will join me, is the Wakefield performance,
oh,
Richard Shaw.
We were
right.
Rubbish, weren't we?
You were.
Trust me, Rich, Wakefield.
Do you know what, Rich? You weren't just rubbish, but it was soft, wasn't it?
Hey,
you know.
What did I say on Monday, jokingly, Leeds by 32? I wasn't far off.
No, you weren't far off. But I'd say, but it was a soft performance, wasn't it? And do you know what? Before the game, I think, when we saw each other, we always said, you know, I'm looking forward to a really good game of rugby league tonight. And everybody was in the same frame of mind. Everybody I spoke to, they were expecting a cracky game of rugby league, but... Boy, oh boy, Wakefield, how soft were they? And when you looked at some of them tries, and yeah, they are going to get ripped in tomorrow night, I can reassure you that from that, but when you looked at some of them tries, you don't expect under eights to concede them. They were just too soft. And one thing for sure here we mind with the Wakefield players, and I'll say it now, and I'm going to say it again tomorrow, you know, stop falling in love with yourselves. You pay to play the game of rugby league at the best of your ability, week in and week out, and stop feeling sorry for yourselves at times, and stop thinking that you're Billy Big Crystals at times, because you've got a good job to do and get this club where they want to get, because there's people behind the scenes there, certainly in the chairman, the directors, in Michael Carter, and also too with Chris Chester. They deserve a lot better than what them players are giving them.
Fair enough. Scully getting stuck in as per normal. That's what we want. Monday night, 6 until 8. You know the drill. Get in touch.
Well, you know what, Mark? Again, that fixture on Friday night, big West Yorkshire derby, a good crowd, everybody expecting a quality game of rugby league, and Wakefield, well, as I said, not just pathetic, but a soft performance as well.
Interesting.
Well, you look at the defensive effort, and you have to say, Wakefield's best defender was Tom Johnston.
Well, I say, what defensive effort? And also, as well, another question for mine, does Jacob Miller look happy that Williams is his halfback? He looks a lot happier than me when Liam Finn is his halfback from there, and Williams, his kicking game was very poor, you know, and does he do a lot with the ball in hand? No, he doesn't, you know, so I think the big question here for Chester is, how does he get the best of Jacob Miller? I would suggest get Liam Finn back in there, and, you know, you've got... A decent halfback partnership, because when I go on about halfbacks, it's getting the right balance right. Yeah, Jacob Miller, he's a main man, but then when it's time for Finney to say, hey, listen, give me 5 or 10 minutes, I'll take control here now. And that's the balance what Wakefield have got. And for mine, I don't think it's working with Miller and Williams, to be honest with you. But take nothing away. No, it wasn't the halfback's fault there on Friday night. Them forwards of Wakefield, they were soft. And also, it was far too easy for Leeds. And as I say, some of them tries, that was conceded. You wouldn't expect it from an under-8s on a Sunday afternoon.
Well, when Brian McDermott comes into the press conference and the first thing he talks about just about his Wakefield's performance, I think that tells you what you need to know, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know. What did Macca say about it?
Well, I'm saying it wasn't the real Wakefield. It wasn't the true Wakefield we saw. Well, the weather played
Rich, hey, listen. It is a true Wakefield because, hey, listen, what did they do when they played Huddersfield? For 65 minutes, that, yeah. Then they fell in love with themselves, and that's exactly what they're doing, these Wakefield players, falling in love with themselves. You know, as forwards, at times, you know, you've got to say, hey, listen, when it's A boys A, when it wants to be A boys A, we've got to roll our sleeves up. Oh, no. They want to be pretty boys. They all want to be ball handlers. They don't want to go into contact. Do me a favour, forwards. You know, you're the donkeys. You're the one who do the hard work. Let the pretty boys do the pretty boys' work. Simple as that.
Well, we'll find out, won't we, next week when they play Lee on Thursday, live on Radio
Yorkshire. It won't be for sure. Them Lee players will be ripping in. They won't be soft on Thursday night, I can reassure you. Them Lee forwards will be ripping in, so, yeah, you wait for your players. If you don't want to rip in, I'm afraid to say, come and sit with me then.
Are you on the Gareth Hop for England campaign?
Yeah, he's had his England days, hasn't he? But won't be for sure, he's doing a great job for Lee, isn't he? Eh? He's doing a great job for Lee.
He is. I'll tell you what, they weren't going to stop him for that second try, were they, going on Thursday night?
No chance. And I tell you, again, now in Dukes in there and Cookie, you know, they've got a good spirit there now. Everybody wants to play. So I tell you what, if they want to be soft on Thursday night, well, I tell you what, they're going to get ripped apart. Simple as that.
Interesting times ahead. Do you think they should send some players to Dewsbury? I mean, they won yesterday on Friday in the Cup. Send some players to Dewsbury on Joel Reg. Have a run out in the Championship.
What for? Spoil Dewsbury's good form.
Hold on, Scully. I think based on what we saw on Friday, John Keir and Glenn Morrison should be asking Dewsbury if they've got any players.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, do they want some of the Dewsbury players? Because some of them players would like to play Super League, I'll tell you.
I sent them to Hemel instead. You know, playing League One, I don't know who Hemel have got next week. Lee, you obviously were there on Thursday. Mark, how much do we put down to Lee's good performance? I asked Matt earlier, who's very non-committal because he has to watch him every week. What's going on at Warrington?
They don't look a united team to me. They don't look as though they've got any cohesion. They lack any threat in attack, and I mean that. They are awful in attack at the moment. I watched them against Wigan, and I watched them at Lee in the person. And you know, to me, the forwards aren't doing enough of the scruffy stuff well, and they're getting dominated. And I think at the moment they're not getting enough good ball, and they're not using it, and that's the problem. And you know what, this Kevin Brown thing, we all thought that was going to be the icing on the cake. Look, it might well prove to be. We're 5 games into a very, very long season. It might well prove to be the icing on the cake, but at the moment it's not working. And as Scully said, you know, Declan Patton's been left out at half back because he hasn't been up to form. We saw Livette play at half back, then he's left out, and Gidley's at half back. He had a shocker on Thursday night, by the way. So it seems to me he's not got a settled half back partnership at the moment, and I think until they get one, and until the forwards really do get fired in, and you know, Scully did question the forwards in week one at Catalan, made to look a bit silly by the performance they put in at Brisbane. But since then, you know, that statement about them not being firing, it's been right, and that's the problem for me. And you know what, we spend a lot of time talking to coaches, and you know, we get a feel of how they're feeling. You know, I thought Smith was quite confident that things would turn around after the defeat against Wigan. He looked very, very deflated when we spoke to him after the game on Thursday night. And I won't say a beaten man, but he looked very down on his luck. And that's not like Tony Smith. Normally bubbly, isn't he, and outgoing. And, you know, he's always got a positive word to say about something. But he was even said it before he went into the presser, lads. He says, I don't want to do the press tonight. And I think that shows a reflection of how poor the performance was. And I'm not sure at the moment where the answers are coming from, because Chris Hill played. They've been, you know, looking at pointing at injuries. I think Stefan Ratchford back next week for St Helens. But you can't blame injuries. Wigan have got a lot of injuries. They got a result today. Huddersfield, when you look at them, they've got no back rowers, you know, no Michael Lawrence, no Tom Simons, Dale Ferguson out injured. But they still come here and get a job done. And that's the difference, I guess, at the minute.
And they've got St Helens on Friday night, who, after, you know, all that's been said in the last couple of weeks, get the win down in the south. I guess we should worry about the Catalan Dragons as well, but just on that game, that's going to be a massive game on Friday night.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be huge, and most certainly for Warrington there. But I was delighted, yeah, I watched that game yesterday. And, yeah, St. Helens, when I was just talking about there with the forward, certainly that when it becomes A-boys there and roll your sleeves up time, that's exactly what they did in Catalans. And delighted that Kieran got a response. And I say, so the respect what I have for Kieran Cunningham, not just as a player, but also too as a person. I mean, yeah, I want to work for him to work it out at St. Helens. Okay, yeah, the style of play at times is maybe not everybody's cup of tea, and certainly not mine at times. But, yeah, delighted that his players gave him a response from the week before. But that is a huge game, St. Helens v Warrington, and can't wait for it.
Yeah, and also on Friday, it's a Widnes versus Salford. Well, Salford will fancy that one, won't they? After their performance. And Widnes, well, at least they've got a point on the ball, which makes them slightly better than Warrington at the moment. But beaten at Hull on Friday, which I think everyone would expect you going into that one.
Well, I'll tell you what game I'm certainly looking forward to. It's a Wakefield League game. Wakefield League game, because Lee are going to go...
Before Friday.
Sorry?
I was looking forward to it before Friday night.
Well, I tell you, because Lee, with the confidence what they've got, and even everybody at, I'm in conversation with we Mike Laven there, one of the directors, and the club, it's off the field, it's all buzzing, but you can just see it on there as well with the players and the smile on their face, what they've got and the confidence. And I tell you what, I'm certainly looking forward to them ripping into them Wakefield players, and then I'm going to be looking forward to see what sort of response the Wakefield players are going to give to their club, to their chairman, to their coach, and also to their supporters on Thursday night. And so that's going to be that could get pretty tasty, to be honest with you. Could get very, very tasty.
And next Sunday, of course, Castleford have the perfect opportunity to bounce back against a Catalan side who, well, we saw them against Leeds last Friday, Scoey. They were poor in that game, and they need to get a kick up the backside as well after a great start to the season.
Yeah, they do. And are they going to be the real deal at this moment in time? Now, we would say no. So, yeah, Fraser knew he'd be looking for a response, but also too, so will Darrell Powell as well after this performance. So, and I guess them, Mark, as we keep mentioning with Cass about the consistency in the games, what they tick off before the start of the season, yeah, this is where we should be getting the 2 points. OK, this might be a little bit harder. But this is one, again, Mark, that's got away from Darrell Powell and his team this afternoon for the 2 points.
Yeah, you know, many people expected them to win. They are a bogey team, Salford, though. You know, and I think the fact that Darrell Powell addressed that in the week showed that they were aware of that threat. But it's an interesting one, isn't it? They've lost. In some ways, you wonder, I'm not saying it's necessarily a good thing, but at least now the talk will be about them bouncing back and starting another winning run rather than being worried about, keeping this unbeaten run going. Mm. I can tell you guys as well, by the way, Rick Stone is on his way up to see us here at the DW, so we'll speak to him live in just around about 30 seconds or so time here at the DW Stadium.
Excellent stuff. Well, I'll just run through to this afternoon's final scores once again in Super League. Salford 13, Castleford 12, Wigan 16, Huddersfield 16, and in the Challenge Cup, Bradford 13, Featherstone 21, Gloucestershire Old Goals 22, Doncaster 48, Halifax 20, Hunslet 6, Hull Kingston Rovers 48, Sheffield 10, and York City Knights 26, Rochdale Hornets 20. So, Scoey, you'll be back with us tomorrow night to entertainers, and what's in your column? Because I always ask this, what's in the column tomorrow?
Oh, it's about if the top people at the clubs, with the coaches, who would be in line to take their places. So it's some interesting names tomorrow, if clubs would be taking the chance of the gamble of some young coaches to take on the big job. So it's an interesting one tomorrow, Rich.
Is one of them Gary Schofield?
No, my days have gone, Mary. My days have gone. Even though my stats will tell you it was pretty good, but we'll leave that for another day.
Gary, thank you very much. We shall speak to you again tomorrow from 6.
Look forward to it, Rich. Looking forward to getting ripped in. And one thing for sure, then wait for your players. Tune in. You might just get the motivator to motivate you for a performance on Thursday night.
I may well do. Gary Schofield as ever. Irrepressible and many other things.